Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Moncrief on News Talk.
So, let's say you've won the cash machine and you're in a restaurant. You order wine and the serving person asks, would you like to taste it? Why do they do that? Is it necessary? And in what circumstances can you send it back? Michelle Lawler from the Nude Wine Company is with us to explain. Afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, I assume it's because it might be corked. Apart from that, is there any other reason why they might want you to taste it in advance?
The only really reason is to check if there's something wrong with it. And cork is probably the one that people are most familiar with and can identify the most easiest. But really, that's it. You're just checking if it's in the right condition to drink.
Okay, yeah. Now, I don't know if it's 50%, but a good proportion of the wine that will be brought to your table won't have a cork. Therefore, isn't the whole would you like to taste it kind of redundant?
It really is, actually. But people are still kind of stuck in that ceremony piece. So, you know, if you're ordering your New Zealand Sauvignon and New Zealand Sauvignon's expensive, so it comes to your table, and if the waiter doesn't say, do you want to taste it, and just cracks the bottle open and pours it, you might be a bit aggrieved that you didn't get part of the ceremony about it. So there's just a little bit of, oh, we've always done it, so we'll just keep doing it.
Right, okay, so it's kind of a theatre thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, ultimately what you're looking for is someone, and the waiter comes to the table, he's shown you the bottle, is this the one you ordered, yes or no? Hopefully it's always going to be yes. Mm. And then the other thing is it in good condition? So it's how do you identify if it's in good condition? And they're definitely not asking you, do you like it or do you want to pick something else?
Yes.
Because it's definitely not that question. I've worked in restaurants, I'd say, for a good 10 years of my younger life. And if the wine waiter or the sommelier has done a good job, he'll have helped you pick the correct wine for what you want to drink, for whatever you're eating or whatever the scenario you are in is. So is it in good condition and how do you identify that?
Yeah. Now, even in the, even in the scenario where you say, I like a Marlborough Sauv Blanc, and it turns out they don't have any of that. But then the sommelier says, well, we have this, and it's pretty much exactly the same. And then they bring it out and then you say, no, it's not. In that scenario, can you send it back?
I actually think you probably managed to find the one scenario that you can't on. In that scenario, you can say, no, it's actually not what I was looking for. And if you're able to identify that, I would say that would make the wine waiter probably bad at their job.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
They're going to say that and not deliver on what you said.
Right. Now, also, when there is a cork and they uncork it, often the waiter or waitress will smell the cork. Now, and I assume they're smelling the cork to see, is it, you know, it, has it gone off? Why do they then pour it anyway? I mean, in a scenario where it has gone off, if they get the smell off the cork, should they not halt the whole process at that point?
God, when you say gone off, because the two main faults that you come across are cork, which is actually like a fungal thing that's happened as part of the cleaning process. Doesn't really happen anymore. And the other one is oxidized, which is when air has got into the wine. So gone off is probably, sorry, just the correct, probably not the correct term.
Pardon my incorrect terms.
Well, just to be, you know, like, because gone off sounds like it's, you know, it's in the fridge too long, your cheese or something. So when they're smelling it, can they always smell it? Maybe not. They're pouring probably just to check they're correct, because the cork isn't the wine. I know that's...
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I suppose not everyone will know what, you know, if it is corked or it's oxidized, what that tastes like and how to know if that's actually happened or not.
Yeah. And so it's actually really easy to identify a corked wine. because it effectively smells like your granny's wardrobe. It smells rusty.
News Talk would like to separate itself from that ageist comment, and I'm sure there are many grandmothers living who have pristine wardrobes.
And there are probably many people my age who don't. But a musty wardrobe, like that musty smell, because really, like, wine is made from fresh fruit. Most of the wines we drink today are young enough that they're still going to have that fresh, vibrant fruit character. So when you smell the wine, it should smell fresh, fruity, and like you want to drink it. If it doesn't smell like those three characteristics, there's probably something wrong with it. Because ultimately, fruit that's been fermented is a fresh fruit, you know, fermented drink.
Yeah. And in people might be kind of uncertain in that kind of situation. They might think it tastes off.
Yeah.
And if you say to the wine person, I think it's gone off, if then they start tasting it themselves and go, I don't know, that's not really what you're looking for.
No, and I would say, like, if you've already decided, say if you're in the restaurant and you've ordered your bottle of wine and you said, okay, I think there's something wrong with this, no one's going to win if the waiter gets in an argument with you. Like, really, the best action would be on the waiter to say, okay, let me get you another one. Or perhaps it's not for you. Do you want to try something else?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It does happen. What I would say is, like, years ago, I'm working in the wine trade over 20 years. And years ago, it was one in every 10 bottles were corked. And, like, every evening, someone would come into the wine shop with a corked bottle and you'd always refund it and it would go back to the importer. But now it's much less. I'd say I'd have 2 corked bottles of wine in a year.
Like, wow.
It's much less because the processes in the wineries are now top notch, IT, technical, very clean, because corks are produced in Portugal from a cork tree that has to be 7 to 8 years old before it's harvested. And there was a point that the demand on corks was so high, they were being harvested quickly and not in the right conditions. So it was like prolific cork bottles. But now it's just not the same thing at all.
Okay. I assume, Michelle, this is your heading. Are you in your mad, busy phase or just heading into it?
I'm knee deep. We're already there.
Yeah,
well, you know, like when you think about it, years ago, everyone got paid weekly, but now people get paid monthly. So there's the pay packet that's just gone out in October. If you're budgeting, you're thinking, okay, I have 2 more pay packets until Christmas, so I'm going to just, you know, start my shopping, prepare. So yeah, we've seen it. And it's great, to be honest, to be able to prepare like that, because we would often find November would be as equal to December, but because people are looking at their pay packets and budgeting properly.
Yeah. Well, best of luck then coming into the season, Michelle. Thanks a million for talking to us today. That's Michelle Lawler from the Nude Wine Company. If you are going to order from them, do it quickly because they're about to run out.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Today we have 2 very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.